USA Radio News.
The man charged Tuesday with 7 counts of murder for opening fire at an Independence Day parade in the Chicago suburb of Highland Park legally bought 5 weapons. This despite authorities being called to his home twice in 2019 for threats of violence and suicide, according to police. Lake County State's Attorney Eric Reinhart promised that dozens more charges would be sought. If convicted, Reinhart said the suspect would receive a mandatory life sentence without the possibility of parole. One day after Russian President Vladimir Putin declared victory in seizing an eastern Ukraine province, his troops escalated their offensive in the neighboring province on Tuesday. It prompted the governor there to urge a mass evacuation of 350,000 residents. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, 6-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
NATO has rolled out the welcome mat for 2 new countries.
The 30 NATO allies signed an agreement Tuesday to allow Sweden and Finland to join NATO. Now the membership bids of the 2 nations will go to the alliance's capitals for legislative approval. NATO Secretary General Jan Stoltenberg on Tuesday.
This is an historic day for Finland, for Sweden, for NATO, and for Euro-Atlantic security.
The move further increases Russia's strategic isolation in the wake of its invasion of Ukraine in February. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Slowing demand and recession fears helped bring the benchmark U.S. oil price below $100 a barrel on Tuesday. Persistent inflation is hanging over the heads of Americans as the Biden administration continues to falter in opening up pipelines and reinstituting policies that will bring down prices of goods and services. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The midterm elections are several months away, but D.C. leaders are talking about them now.
The Senate was not in session on Tuesday, which gave Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, time to head back and speak with constituents in Paducah, Kentucky. McConnell saying he's feeling good about Republicans' chances of taking back control of Congress following the 2022 midterm elections.
The president's approval rating is very low. That typically leads to a bad year of the party of the president. I certainly hope that holds up, and we have a chance to begin to turn the country in another direction.
Democrats are looking to maintain control of Congress based on President Joe Biden's response to the COVID-19 pandemic, support for abortion rights, and addressing mass shootings. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
In related news, Americans' confidence in the presidency as an institution has plummeted 15 percentage points over the past year. According to a new poll released on Tuesday, confidence in the presidency dropped to 23% from 38% in 2021. The Gallup survey also found that an average of 27% of U.S. adults had a great deal of confidence in 14 major sectors, including organized religion, the Supreme Court, TV news, the medical system, and the criminal justice system. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.